This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session. An even better session. I always get better. So, I'm standing right here with the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you become part of the solution when you learn. When you can actually open your mouth and say something, that's when you become part of the solution. Anyway, eventually I'll learn how to use them. We'll be fine, I promise. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, stop it, 732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me. As I always say, and I mean that sincerely, I know there's a thousand other shows you can be listening to, but you chose this one. Thank you so much, appreciated. Boy, I got a boatload of stories to get through. Will I get through them? I don't know, but you're going to hang out and help me. Help me make them worse or make them better. What are the two? And some of these stories are about things happening right in your neighborhood or right in your backyard that you need to get on and be part of. No, really. Anyhow, where was I? You made me forget. people, believe me. There's so many stories. Right? It really doesn't matter at this point in time. You could do 24-7 with the craziness that's going on in this country that nobody's calling out. I said that earlier. Where are the people that should be calling this out? They should be saying something. So, I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's ideology. I don't know if it's... I don't know. I have no idea what it is. And When you ask them if the border is secure, they keep saying, yes, the border is secure. It can't be secure. Right? Anybody home? If we're really under threat, what do you say? No, those were not nuclear missiles that were set off. You're getting misinformation. When they know darn well that they were, or whatever, I'm being over the top, but you know what I'm saying. Everything we know to be truth is wrong. Everything they believe to be truth and want you to believe in truth is right. Representative Ayanna, I guess her name is, Presley, out of Massachusetts, she claimed in an interview that the border with Mexico is secure. But she had said earlier in her interview, that migrants are just flowing into the U.S. And what I think is really funny is, you know, they're going to try to force kids back into masks and shots and all that other stuff, but the migrants don't. Now, America's southern border has become a real problem, right, especially in recent years. Record numbers of illegals are coming across. And then you really forget it. You don't know where they are at all then. Now, while some of the Democrat leaders, such as the governor of Massachusetts, are increasingly wary of the crisis because it's costing them money. All of a sudden, they're having to dip into their coffers. Joey B is very quiet about it because he doesn't want it to affect the election. which is amazing. CNN host Jake Tapper. He noted that some Republicans' concerns about the lack of additional border security funding in the upcoming Senate bill and pressed Presley about whether something needs to be done. She said, no doubt about it, our border is secure. Right. So go pitch a tent down there. Sleep close to them. See what happens. You got people's homes are being broken into. You have people who've lost cattle. You've got to buy a tractor to pick up the crap all over the place. 855-PEARL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And Tapper kept pressing her. Let me see if I heard you correctly. You're saying. And she kept saying, yeah. As far as she was concerned, it was good. It was all cool. You know why? Because she's got people guarding her. She doesn't have to worry about them breaking into her house. Doesn't work that way for her. She can care less. It's amazing. They just don't seem to care. I'm not even saying it's because they're self-unaware. They just don't seem to care at all. Then she went on to say, I have to say we don't have a problem, that America is in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. I thought we were in the midst of a climate crisis. I'm so confused. I have no clue. And that the federal investment must be secured to support migrant families. How about a federal investment to support security around the around the border? Around the Biden. Yeah, that too. Now, Tapper asked her a couple of times for clarification. Right? Even said, well, I agree with you, it's a humanitarian crisis, but let's get some clarity on this. And I'm sure it's a conversation for another day, but do you think the border is secure? Now, after talking about the crisis at the border, she now says it's secure. So, I'm so confused. You sit there and watch all the kids come over. It's just amazing. And that's going to be meant, I mean, just, God bless. I wish one of you would answer me. Is it ideology? Are they that evil? Do they just not care? Or do they just want to keep the power? That's what I want to know. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. Anything you've got to say, give a holler. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732. You know, 5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, calling, sending notes, sending emails. Just, it's great. At least it shows you're paying attention. You're engaged. And that you, you want to know what our take on, if you would, with our angle on it. All right, another school and workplaces again looking to make it. So, mom and dad, boy, girl, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, wrong answer. No. One writer says that the workplaces shouldn't be saying mother and father anymore. Controversial government funding initiative advocates for the gender-neutral terminology in the name of inclusivity. Right? No more mom and dad. I don't know how you do it. With a straight face, mind you. Can you, boss? Say, hey, listen, take this report back. Scrub all the moms and dads. And just put caregiver in there. Yeah, that'll, thank you. That'll do. I'd be like, when do I get my last check? And the government's paying you. I shouldn't say that. I am sorry. I apologize. I know. Somebody called me on the carpet to do it. No, no, no. Your tax dollars are paying for it. It's not government money. An announcement went out and said, hey, in a bid to make more people feel included. Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, what groups, what ethnic groups, what religious groups do not have the word mother or father in their doctrine anywhere? Yeah. That's why the atheists shouldn't even be talking about this. They have no clue. No idea. No idea. No idea. Seriously. And they shouldn't be discussing it. If you're not armed, if you don't have information, you shouldn't be discussing it. It's just crazy. All right, the Beatles help. Oh, God. Yeah, this is getting more nuts by the moment. Come on, you know it's true. So apparently now the Beatles Help movie, or the movie Help, is racist. Just plain racist. No way out of it. The writer, oh, I can't pronounce his name, Matthew Jasinski, he said, the Beatles Help, not a good movie. In addition, it's painfully racist in multiple ways. However, the film also produced the band's beloved single, Help. So I'm kind of stuck. And he says, it just isn't funny. The film, now I'm going to read some of this to you because I'm going to have some fun with this. The film tries to be strange, but it doesn't reach the heights of Monty Python, Douglas Adams, or other great British surrealist humor. In addition, none of the Beatles put much effort into their performances. No, it was a goofball performance. The Monkees could have done it. They probably could have done a better job at it. But that's not the real problem. He goes on to say that Help, or the worst thing about Help, is the way it portrays Eastern culture. Right? The plot revolves around the Eastern cult that commits human sacrifice in honor of Kali. Now, that's the Hindu goddess of death, by the way. Like the later film, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, the film unfairly stigmatizes Hinduism. John Lennon even comments on the villains, as I'll call the villains, filthy Eastern ways. It's shocking, considering that George Harrison later on became a Hindu. No, it's a movie. All right? It's really that simple. It's a movie. Movies, even today, make fun of religions. Put down Christianity. Put down Catholicism. Yes, today. Right? And you want to get down to, I mean, senseless death, nasty stuff. No, give me a break. You see that all over, but you're not complaining about those, are you? And Joe said earlier, when I was talking to him about this, I was going to bring it up with him, he said, yeah, it's amazing. You know, they were all over the place in the movie. There was no real theme to it. It was just a goofy movie. And he's right. Nobody cares. Or cared. Now, the casting is also a problem. He said the two main members of the Eastern cult are played by Eleanor Braun and Leo McKern, both of whom are white, not Eastern. Oh, my God. You mean there's no white Hindus? I did not know. I wasn't aware. I did not know. The phenomenon of casting white actors to play people of color did not start or end with the Beatles. No, no kidding. It's been around forever. Right? Just like gay men who've been cast in straight roles. Yeah, it's been going around forever. You don't see us complaining about it. Don't care. Is the guy a good actor? I mean, Rock Hudson, look. I know some of you are going to bust your bubble. He was gay. Living with Gomer Pyle. And he played all these leading romantic men. Right? I mean, the women were swooning over him. But that was okay. Not a problem. He went on to say that many older films have been criticized for their racism, including Gone with the Wind, Song of the South. Why did Help escape this? Seriously. I mean, it's overshadowed by so many other Beatles films, they said, you know, like A Hard Day's Night, Yellow Submarine, all these with hints of radio. You really think that the Beatles, knowing what they were like, when you actually see or find out individually what they were like, you really believe for a second that the Beatles were racist? For real? Just amazing. This is how far they got nothing else to do. We got to find them jobs. This is ridiculous. It's just nuts. And then you've got, see, some of these titles, I get the biggest kick out of them. I'll tell you why. You can tell they're written by somebody to the left. So in a magazine called The Net Worth, or The Net Worth Of, the title is, Cleveland Diocese Unveils New Anti-LGBTQ Plus Rules, Holy Controversy, or Divine Right. Goes on to say, the move that's already stirring controversy, the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland recently unveiled a series of anti-LGBTQ regulations affecting its institutions from parish schools. They go on to say that here's the new guidelines, the policies which directly influence the actions of employees, students, youth volunteers, and personnel were signed into effect by Bishop Edward Malizic and Chancellor Vincent Gardner. Now, they began their implementation on September 1st. In an official, let me see what it says, an official news release, the diocese justified new guidelines as a response to societal trends. Ooh, you know what? This is going to be good. Hang tight. Be back in a few minutes.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the deadline for a potential federal government shutdown approaches, travelers are closely monitoring its potential impact on flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown. In the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. House Republicans are holding their first hearing in their Biden impeachment inquiry.
Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life.
Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement Friday morning. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yes, it's my favorite. Sorry, deal with it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, doing all the stuff you ought to be doing to get involved and get engaged. Seriously. All right, let me get back at this because this is too much fun to hang on, right? The Catholic Diocese. You know, the loons on the left are coming at them, the Catholics. See, first, they don't believe in any kind of divine anything. They make it up as they go. They decide what's divine, what isn't. The Cleveland Diocese says, hey, you know what? We're gonna live by our tenets. We're going to live by what we told God we were going to live by. We're going to live out the religion that we believe in or have that relationship that we say we want to have, right? Now, some are saying it's more controversial that it gives faith way too much power. I don't agree. Of course I don't. Now, what it boils down to, the church has decided in a release, news release that they put out, that the diocese justified the new guidelines as a response to societal trends. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland has taken existing guidance and practice in the matters of sex, sexuality, gender identity, and developed them into a formal policy. Now, it's rooted in Scripture, as according to their PR, and church teaching. The policies will touch on aspects like pronouns used must match a person's God-given biological sex. Now, here's the deal. First idiot says, well, what if they don't believe in God? Well, what do they do in the Catholic Church then? What are they doing at a Catholic school? You know the certain things at that Catholic school you're going to hear and see, and you need to learn how to deal with it. If you don't want to, don't go there. Restroom and facilities access is determined by the God-given biological sex. There you go. I'm bored with that. Admission to single-sex institutions must align with one's God-given biological sex, right? Yeah, you want to go to all-boys school, all-male school? Guess what? Yeah, you have to have been born with certain parts and pieces. How's that? Participation in single-sex activities or programs is restricted to one's God-given... Ooh, to keep using that word, God. I mean, is that okay? We all right with that? At the events, attendees are prohibited from having dates of same-sex or openly displaying same-sex attraction. Let me read that again. At events, right? Attendees are prohibited from having dates of the same sex or openly displaying same-sex attractions. That's terrible. No, really, this is stuff that we should have been talking about. This is stuff that we should be doing in the public arena. Right? I mean, this is starting to backfire on them, even from within their own groups. Even the gay, lesbian, bisexual community now is saying, wait, whoa. Let's push T aside. They've gone too far. We're not part of this. And event attendees are prohibited from having, dates of the same sex or openly displaying same sex attractions. Institutional records will display only the God-given biological sex and your legal-given name. Transition surgeries or treatments that shift a person's gender from their God-given biological sex are not allowed and will not be recognized. LGBTQ plus symbols such as pride and rainbow flags will be banned. Now, the LGBT community now has said, hey, look, those are all expressions of hate. You can't do that. That's discrimination. No, it's not. It's not discrimination. All right? Religious organizations, they have scripture that they live by. They have rules that they live by. And I do not know why. Well, I do know why. You constantly think you're going to pop your head up. You think you're going to change scripture. You think you're going to force the churches to go against God's word. It shows that you really don't understand absolutes. You don't understand the role God plays in their life. You just don't get it. The diocese directives go beyond just pronoun usage, said the mayor. They include outing trans students to parents, banning pride flags, and disallowing the use of preferred pronouns that do not coincide with the sex of what. Now, this is the part that I love. They go back to Pope Francis. He had a meeting in Portugal back in August. He criticized the very strong organized reactionary attitude of some American Catholics, accusing them of swapping faith for ideology. It's because they don't understand what faith is. They just don't get it. See, faith is living by God's word. Faith is not an ideology. They're confusing because, see, with the Democrats, being a Democrat is like being a Christian. Being a Democrat is like being a Jew. Being a Democrat, it's their religion. And these people go on to say that this, what is it? There's over 500 anti-LGBTQ bills. Right. Right? They're talking about these bills that ban trans women in sports. Forbidding trans performances. Now, since when did trans drag performances, since when did that become okay? Even drag performers say it has nothing to do with being gay. It's not a gay performance. Right? Men dressed as women. Drag performance. Critics argue that these policies foster an environment of exclusion. And they do. Why is it that these people can't get it through their heads, right? As a Catholic / Christian. You want to talk about exclusion? I mean, the Christian religion is very... Christianity is very specific. One way to the Father, only through the Son. Not through Buddha, not through Allah, not through Frankie, not through anybody but Jesus. You want them to change scripture because it's non-inclusive? Seriously? And when you talk about it, again, it's in scripture. There's no changing it. And you're right. See, I told you they're smarter than I am. Somebody in the chat room says they worship Gov, not God. That's true. But I submit to you that they perceive the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Sheila Jackson Lee's, those, they are the gods of the new gods of Mount Olympus. Right? They are the gods now that you have to look up to. They know what's best for you. They know what shots are best for you. They know everything that's best for you. I mean, and they started doing it, what was it, early on in the vaccine mandates. Remember they kept saying, you know, if you truly love God, a truly believer in God, if you're a true Christian, you would get this shot for your neighbor. Because the Bible tells you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. No, I would not get a shot to show my neighbor you didn't need to get the shot to stay healthy. And not have to worry about all the side effects that you're seeing come true that they don't want to admit to, but they're almost kind of forced. If you get to that point where they're kind of being forced to have to make that happen. And I love it. I think it's wonderful. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Just get involved. Get engaged. It's beyond me how these people come forward. Yes, you heard me, these people. They come forward. They want you to swallow all this stuff that's not rooted in science. After telling me I can only follow science. It's just amazing. All right. More than 200 Democrats join Republicans. They deliver a crushing blow to Joe Biden. You know, again, he does not want to be president. He wants to be dictator-in-chief. Right? It's easy to do. The Biden administration sought to block government funding for school shooting courses, such as hunting and archery. But the House voted against it last week. In a landslide, the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act was passed in 424-1 vote after it was discovered this summer that the Department of Education was restricting funding. This is so ridiculous. I'll explain why I need a second break. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Jew.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Silver City Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-0-JOKE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, get a clue. Any one of those. In all sincerity, right? Wake up, get informed, pay attention. All right. We're talking about the win. And I'd like to say, look at the win the Republicans gave us, but no, because Democrats were on board with this. Joe Biden tried to stop funding schools that taught about hunting. And, you know, they had to pass a law called the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act. And it was passed in a 424-1 vote. Because apparently these guys are in a coma. They did not know that the Department of Education was restricting funding for hunting and archery teaching. Now, the funny thing about this is it's not just about hunting. It's not just about archery. They teach these kids how to safely, and I mean safely, use these products. Use guns. You know, even though a kid may not use a gun to shoot somebody or something or an animal or do whatever, should they come across one, should they not know or have some clue as to the safety? What to do? That you can't just tell a kid, don't go near a gun. Not going to happen. Your best bet is to take them in, have them take a gun class, have them learn, you know, safety for the guns. That's what I would do. Because you just never know where they're going to see one, where they're going to run into one. Hunters and fishers are the best conservationists. That's according to Representative Mark Green, a Republican of Tennessee. Hunting, whether it be with a firearm or a bow, is one of the most effective ways to control wildlife populations, protect our beautiful lands, and connect with the nature by protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act is critical for our children. You know, we should be having another Protect the Wildlife Act, which would allow the electric companies to clear brush from under their wires. Wouldn't that be great, too? Green also said the students ought to participate in enriching athletic activities that foster an appreciation for nature and the ability to focus on a goal. I agree. Now, in Tennessee alone, the funding restrictions by Biden administration would have affected over 50,000 children. Yeah, they don't care. As long as if you're following their rules, they're fine. If not, you lose. They found out in July that the Education Department told Hunting education leaders that school programs would be losing all federal funding referred to last year's bipartisan Safer Communities Act. They also stated that hunting and archery courses make use of technically dangerous weapons. Oh, God bless. Yeah, stoves are dangerous weapons. Cars are dangerous weapons. Knives, cutting knives, lunch knives, dinner knives, dangerous weapons. So what are we going to stop? We're going to stop funding the culinary class? Just asking. Now, some advocates say that, you know, courses have already been removed from schools. We're waiting for this to happen. Just amazing. The Department of Education, Secretary Cardona, they're blatantly misconstruing the law to withhold funding from schools. Yeah, because they don't want the kids to learn about, know. I know young kids who finally went shooting with their parents, finally went shooting with their, you know, with an adult, and though may not want a gun, learned enough about the gun to be safe should something ever come up again. I don't get what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? Once you teach them safety, it's not an issue. Anyway, according to Cardona, Congress must hold Cardona and the department accountable for violating the letter and the spirit of the law, unilaterally deny American students access to these programs. You know, the community should decide. If you have a community, I don't know, Los Angeles, right, big city, New York City, maybe those are communities where the community decides, you know, the gun, the archery, the hunting, the whatever, it's not really a class for us here. But as in Tennessee, what's the problem? I'll tell you what it is. They have total control. That's what they want. They want total control. I've been telling you that for a long time. There's nothing new here. Absolutely nothing new. Anyway. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I love this, that you're having dueling, what do you want to call them? Reports, results. You can find stories. Let's say puberty blockers are fine. You can find a lot of them. That puberty blockers do not hurt kids. And now, finally, I've been telling you this for a long time, waiting for it to happen. I just can't believe. I cannot believe that doctors got into the business to hurt people. I just don't believe that. Now we've got groups of doctors coming out saying, you know what? Puberty blocker treatments for transgender youth concerning our problem are concerning. There's an issue with bone development. There's an issue with all kinds of development, because when you block these, not just hormones, when you block these processes that your body needs to happen, you pause them, as they're telling people, it'll do damage to your body. Right? One of the best-known medical schools on the planet finally came out and warned that puberty blockers used for gender dysphoria is still considered experimental. This is the same institute claimed that the transgender children who had been prescribed puberty blockers experienced severe side effects. I mean, is this really a shock? Are you really, truly, have you been under a rock that long that you really don't know? Or at least haven't heard this? You know, you would think, at least, some of these, some of these legislators, I don't know, whether it be at the state level or the federal level, that they would open their mouths, that they would come out and actually say something. Right? I mean, open your mouth and say something, because frankly, this isn't where it starts or stops. Now, in England, I guess it is, the Gender Identity Development Service. This is a study included individuals under puberty blockers between 12 and 15 years. So they were observed between 2011 and 2014. They say that the children had a positive experience of the treatment. So even from within their own community, they're fighting with each other over this. Why? It's about money. It has absolutely nothing to do with whether they really help or don't help. It's about the money. The treatment says the children were happier. That's funny, because other reports say that there was virtually no change, and that 42% of those who went in with suicidal tendencies, suicidal thoughts, came out with suicidal, even years later. And it got worse as the pain grew. Right? I would love to see the total reports that came out, positive and negative. Who thought it was good? Who benefited by it? That's what I want to know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You know, you can't go on with these stories because it's sickening. These kids are going to be so sick later on. Going to have so many problems. And I don't wish this on the parents, but you're going to be able to look at them and go, why? Why did you do this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Okay, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You sign up for the news blasts. There's a lot you can do on the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can join the chat room. Give a thumbs up, a thumbs down to the story. But if you're not into that, you can head over to mypillow.com, mypillow.com. Mike Lindell, he's made a way for us to make some money. Really. And that's great, because I'll tell you what, Facebook, Twitter, and others, or X, whatever it's going on, they're not making it easy for us by any stretch of the imagination. So head over to mypillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You'll get the product you need, want, love. And you know what? The holiday season's coming up. Get them now. Don't wait till they're hard to get. Don't wait till they run out of these products. It's going to be harder to get them. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.